NA1SS, NA1SS, VE3UR. I'll copy.
Victor Echo, 3 Uniform Romeo. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra. How do you hear me?
Okay, good copy. We have a bunch of students here who want to ask you questions.
With each supply shipment to the ISS sending more water from Earth, we are taking away a precious resource. A colony on the moon would need lots of water, which would be obtained from our finite supply on Earth. Will this water be returned, or is it lost forever? Over.
Rebecca, that's a very good question. It turns out we don't actually use all that much water up here, and the reason is that we can recycle. We recycle condensate, which is stuff that happens from sweating and from breathing, and on station we don't do it yet, but we plan to start recycling urine, believe it or not. Doesn't sound very good, but it actually works pretty well. And at that point, of course, we will have almost zero consumption, net consumption of water, so it shouldn't be an issue in the future.
With business tycoons like Richard Branson looking to expand their companies into the cosmos via commercialized space travel, has it now been decided that space travel is to become a routine commercial practice? Over.
Graham, I think that is, in fact, the way of the future. I'm not sure I would call it routine just yet, but I think that probably not in a too distant future we will start to see it develop like the airlines industry did, about 100 years ago or so.
The Canadian Space Agency and NASA are having you test your hand-eye coordination on the shuttle. Do you play video games on the ISS as well as doing this experiment? Over.
Yes, we don't have any video games, but we will be participating in that very same experiment called TRAC, so it should be very interesting. It's pretty challenging to do on the ground anyway. We'll see how it is in space. Over.
Chris Hadfield was calm when he told us about the Russian Progress 23 cargo ship having difficulties docking with the ISS and the ISS losing power. Are all astronauts that calm when under pressure? Over.
Of course we are. Well, seriously, we train for those kinds of situations, so hopefully we can not get too emotional when the chips are down.
What is your favorite song to play on the guitar while on the ISS? Over.
Sarah, I don't play the guitar up here. Tomas does. I try to play the piano once in a while. My favorite song, he actually is a very good guitar player, and I have several songs that he plays that I like very much. Over.
Mr. Hadfield told us Russian bread has a 4-year shelf life. Does it taste the same after 4 years of not being eaten? Over.
Sakir, I'm not sure. What do you think? I'm guessing it doesn't taste so good after almost 4 years, but luckily the food we have up here isn't even close to approaching its life expectancy, so it tastes okay.
Your mission has 4 EVAs. Have you ever stood on the end of the Canada Arm 2? Over.
Megan, I have never had the pleasure of standing on the end of the Canada Arm 2. I've stood on the end of the Canada Arm 1, even though I don't think we call it that, the one that's on the shuttle, but not on the SSRMS, the one that's attached to the space station. Over.
Luke Skywalker fought a spherical droid in Star Wars. Are the two spheres on the ISS like pets to you? Over.
Well, they're not really like pets. They are pretty cool to watch, but you have to spend a lot of time setting up and programming them, so it's not like they are hanging around all the time. Over.
Can you see heaven from the ISS? Over.
We can see what I would call the heavens from ISS. We usually end up looking down toward the Earth, though, so if we expect the heaven to be above us, then we don't really have any windows that look in that direction. Over.
If you get appendicitis aboard the ISS, what can you do about it? Over.
Well, Sabrina, there are a few things that could happen, appendicitis being one of them, that would cause us to have to go home. Our Soyuz craft, what brought us up here, we have on standby like a permanent lifeboat, so we would just hop in that, and in a few hours we could be on Earth. Over.
You are doing a study related to immune function and virus activity. Has an astronaut or cosmonaut ever fallen ill while aboard the ISS? And if so, what health measures were taken? Over.
Well, Rebecca, we have lots of medical equipment up here, and we get lots of training, but fortunately, nobody's ever gotten ill in a very serious way, or even in a minor way. It turns out there's not very much in the way of germs up here, so we stay pretty healthy.
In your personal opinion, do you believe that there is or ever was life on other planets, such as Mars? Over.
I'm not sure about Mars, but I'm convinced that there is life elsewhere other than just on our planet. The solar system, or I should say the universe, is too large for us to be the only ones with intelligent life. Over.
On the ISS, are there any communication problems between the crew due to language and cultural differences? Over.
It's a good question, Tess. We do have, all of us are speaking each other's language at certain times, and it can be difficult to make yourself understood, but we do a pretty good job. We get a lot of training, and I think we're doing okay. Over.
When the Progress cargo ship was docking, you had a problem with the antenna. AIRS became your mode of communication to Earth. How did you fix the antenna reaction problem? Over.
Liana, we haven't fixed it yet. In fact, we're going to be doing a spacewalk in a couple of days, and that's one of the things we're targeting is to see how that thing's doing and put it back in its place if necessary. Over.
Mr. Hatfield said he brought a guitar to the ISS. Does it go out of tune more in space than Earth? Over.
Sarah, I'm not sure. I would guess that it does not go out of tune because I think that the force of gravity is pretty small compared to the force of tension in the strings. But I haven't studied that to be precise.
How do you protect yourself from germs with limited amounts of water on the ISS? Here we hand wash. Over.
Here, as I said before, there aren't that many germs up here, it turns out, so we do okay, and we do stay very clean. We have a lot of towelettes that are pre-moistened with a disinfectant solution, so we end up staying pretty clean up here. Over.
Spears are like Tamagotchis. Do the red and blue ones shut down when you go to bed? Over.
Megan, I have to confess I have no idea what a Tamagotchi is, but yes, they do shut down. They stay powered down until we get them out every once in a while, so normally they're in their little boxes. Over.
When you look out the window of the ISS, do you see the planets, and which one is your favorite? Over.
You know, the view of the sky from here isn't terribly different than it is from Earth. Of course, the benefit is that we don't have any light pollution, so when we turn off all the lights inside, we can't see the planets and especially the stars pretty well. I haven't really taken the time to look at anything but the moon yet, but that's on my list of things to do. Over.
Good luck on your spacewalk, Wednesday, Expedition 14. We hope that you have caught the spirit of Senator Hastings Secondary.
Here's one last question.
You're measuring the exposure of cosmic radiation of your crew. Are you concerned about getting cancer? Over.
I don't think I'm any more concerned than the average citizen. Of course, it's a terrible disease, but you're right. We do take lots of measurements of the exposure that we get. And I just want to pass on that I did catch the spirit of your school. I wish you all the best and happy Thanksgiving coming up. Bye-bye.
One last question.
You were trying to grow lentil seeds in artificial gravity. Have they sprouted? Over.
We haven't started that experiment yet, but we've had good success growing plants in the past up here, so I think we'll be okay. Over.
For Mikhail Turin, would a hole-in-one be hitting the Canadian E-21 golf ball into a crater on the moon? Over.
I have to say, Rebecca, that would be pretty spectacular. I wish him well, but I don't think he'll be able to hit it that far. But thanks for your questions, you guys. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Commander.
73 to the ISS. Over.
Woo-hoo-hoo! 73 to Senator Hastings Secondary. Have a nice day, you guys. Bye-bye.